Good afternoon, family. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, Indiana, where we are not just another church, but we are a culturally conscious, Christ-centered church committed to the community. We are unashamedly Black and unapologetically Christian. And before I get into your afternoon affirmation, I want to lift up June 16th of this year. It's Father's Day. And the men of Trinity United Church of Christ are putting on our annual Real Men Cook event. We are going to have music and musicians and activities, but most of all, we're going to have men, Black men, who are going to show the sisters how to treat their day. We're going to serve people on our day. And Trinity has the best grilling men anywhere in the region. In fact, we are the best grilling men anywhere in the region. And we want to invite any other brothers from any other organizations or any church to come out and grill with us and have a good time. And y'all can learn how to grill from the men of Trinity United Church of Christ. Yeah, that's a little challenge, but it's a friendly challenge. So come on out with us. You can contact us at area code 219-944-0500, 219-944-0500. 500 reference Real Men Cook. We are at 1276 West 20th Avenue in Gary, Indiana. Now let's get into the afternoon affirmation. There are times when a setback is a setup for a comeback. Did you know that? Let me illustrate that powerful point of great possibility like this. Today, in a place called Coffee, Alabama, there is a monument with a boll weevil on top of it. Yep, in Coffee County, they erected a monument to a bug, to an insect, to something that causes irritation, annoyance, and in this case, great destruction. Why did they erect a monument to the boll weevil? It is because in December of 1915, the boll weevil completely destroyed the cotton crop in Coffee County. They were completely devastated and thought it was all over for this cotton farming community. However, the great George Washington Carver, the Black scientist from Tuskegee University, scholar and master teacher, came to Coffee County, saw the devastation that the boll weevil had done to the land, and then shared with them how they could come back if they gave up on cotton ever coming back, but instead, if they would start planting peanuts. Yep, that's what I said, peanuts. Within 2 years, they became the leading peanut producer in the entire nation, and not only staved off disaster, but the county became quite prosperous because of the thousands of products that came from peanuts. Who knew? And that's why they erected a monument to the boll weevil, because if that insect had not set them back, they would not have been set up for such a successful and prosperous comeback. How did they do it? They first had to be opened to new and bold insights, and in this case, from a Black genius by the name of George Washington Carver. And I'm talking to somebody who has encountered a devastating setback in your career, in your relationship, in your dreams, or in your life, and the first thing is to be open to new and bold insights. The second thing they had to do was to reimagine what could be from what used to be. They had to reimagine what the land would look like with another crop other than cotton. They had to reimagine how this different crop would yield new dividends, and they had to reimagine how their lives would be as a result of this new insight. And that's a word to somebody listening to me. You too can benefit from reimagining your career, your dreams, your visions, your relationship, and your life. Reimagine what can be as opposed to what used to be. You cannot go back to what used to be, but you can look forward to what can be. Finally, they had to reconstruct that new reality in Coffee County. That meant they had to get to work on the new insights and make the reimagined image into a reality. And once they did that, believing that it would bless them, they reaped a reward. And that's why they built a monument to the boll weevil, for helping them by way of a setback to get to a comeback. If they had never experienced the setback from the boll weevil, George Washington Carver would have never come to them. Or if he had come to them, they would not have listened to him because they would have been comfortable where they were. And somebody listening to me, reconstruct your new reality based on the new and bold insight and the reimagined vision for your life. In other words, don't sit and wait for things to change. Get up and start to change yourself based on new insight and a bold reimagined reality. There is more for you than where you are. You've got more waiting on you. And sometimes it takes a setback in your career. Sometimes it takes a setback in our finances. And sometimes it takes a setback in our relationship, a setback in our health, a setback in our lives to help us see a new reality and new possibility with a new vision. Yes, your condition does not have to be your ultimate conclusion. Your drama and difficulty does not have to be your destination, and your adversity does not have to be your final end. God can still take a crooked stick and hit a straight lick. God can still take what others meant for evil and turn it around into good. And God can still make all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So make it a great day. Be encouraged, because I'm so glad the tomb was empty. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, on the Region's Choice, the People's Voice, with another afternoon affirmation. I'll talk to you later.